I was asking Esmeralda Leon before the break if she'd been committing to her New Year's resolution. That's the thing. We've been trying to use the word commit instead of resolute. I resolve to make differences. It sounds so awfully proper. We have Kimberly Reddy in the studio with us. And you are, what's your official title? Like nutritionist, fitness expert? What do you want to be called? How would you like to be addressed?
Well, I own a health and wellness lifestyle brand is basically what I say. Mm-hmm. So I do everything from nutrition to lifestyle coaching, corporate wellness.
That's a lot of titles.
Seminars, mm-hmm. Just all around health and wellness, healthy balance is what I help people with.
And that's the hardest part is that people don't, they feel like if they've stumbled along the way, then they, do they give up sometimes when they feel like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that?
I think so.
I'll eat the next crappy thing.
Exactly. And there's so much stigma that comes with, you know, health and wellness that people think they have to eat, you know, boring steamed broccoli and chicken. And I say my biggest thing is just saying that you just have to find a healthy balance that works for your specific lifestyle.
Right. And does it? And I think people also get kind of caught up in body types too, because they'll see someone who's like, "Look, you're very lean, right?" And so someone thinks, "Well, I really want to look like Kimberly." What, and they'll ask you, "Like, what does it do to look like you?" No, what can we do in you, with your life, with your body style, with what you know, the way your body is made up, to get to your best you?
No, exactly. I've done healthy body image seminars because actually, I mean, people do look at me and think that I used to be anorexic growing up. So I have, you know, lots of stigma with, you know, self-confidence and body image. And I think that, you know, that's such a huge thing for women today. They see these beautiful women plastered, you know, all over billboards and they think, you know, oh, I want to look like that. And they don't realize all of the work that goes into that and all of the background and how beautiful it is just to be yourself and shine your light from the inside out. That's what beauty is.
Right. And how do you, like, with women who are hesitant to look at themselves, right? Because all they, here's what I've been trying to talk about a lot lately is I wish at one point in my life, even before, I mean, because you mentioned your struggles with anorexia, you know, when I was a teenager, I don't remember standing in front of a mirror going, I'm okay. Or I like the way I look. It's always, as far as I can remember, it's always been, I hate my thighs. I hate my arms. I hate my belly. I hate my boobs. When, I mean, is that something that you have found in your experience comes from different points of, you know, is it cultural? Is it, you know, relatives who kind of ingrain that in people? Does it depend?
I don't know. I think it's really hard. I mean, a lot of people ask me, you know, when they start to know me more about my anorexia, you know, where did that stem from? And I don't really have an exact, I can't think back. You know, my mom is this amazing, independent, single mom who's always loved herself. And she's like, you know, I'll do whatever I want, even if she's, you know, 20, 30 pounds overweight. She's wearing that bathing suit on the beach and she's rocking it, you know. Right. And I'm like, you know, actually thin. And I'm like over here, like with a towel. So I think it's just, you know, it's just how kind of you view yourself and you get this, you know, warped image and you just have to love yourself for who you are and that comes within. So it doesn't matter how much I think other people, you know, say negative things or positive. You just have to be happy with who you are.
Right, because sometimes we're not even seeing what we think. We start thinking, how do they see us? What are they glomming onto? And they don't even notice it. I saw a show. By the way, Craig, I was surprised that you were not at Sketchfest on Saturday. You missed some stuff.
I was at the Cupid Players.
Oh, you were Cupid Players?
Yeah.
You didn't text me and say you were there.
I should have texted you and said I was there.
You didn't stay for
Sketchubator.
I was at
the Cupid Players.
How good was that?
It was great.
Oh, but
no,
you didn't see Fudged.
I was with Betty, and she wanted to go to sleep, so
it's a long night.
Well, it's at midnight.
There were a lot of sketch shows that sort of incorporated, whether it's sexuality or comfort level with your own body, and there was a woman on stage in one of the shows that takes all of her clothes off, basically, and is very comfortable on stage. And I was looking around the room trying to think, like, who would be comfortable? And, like, that's an extreme situation of being really completely naked. But right. There are some people who don't even like to be naked with themselves. Ever, like, they always have to have something on, and that's fine too, but you know, you have to stop hating yourself, whether it's hating food too, what goes into your body, what's supposed to nourish you. Now talk to us a little bit about nutrition and how we should look at the way we feed ourselves.
So the biggest thing is from nutrition, it really is about a balance. You know, I don't believe in the low carb, you know, low fat, all those different things. You know, I just say, I love donuts. I love Stan's donuts. You know, I was mentioning to that before.
A lot of nodding in the booth.
I love
yes.
pizza.
Sorry about the green room. Thank you, Lou Malnati's.
So we have a lot of pizza. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have some before you go?
Of course.
Excellent.
But it's just eating the good stuff, too, I tell people. So I'm like, you know, add some broccoli in there. Add some kale. You know, it's not that you have to eat, you know, if you don't like broccoli, don't eat broccoli. You know, eat some carrots. But it's just trying to find the right amount of nutrients that your body needs.
What do we do for Craig? Craig, what can we get you to throw in there? Craig doesn't like any vegetables.
I would have a lot of Well, no, that's not true. I do like some vegetables. I like carrots. I like potatoes. Okay. I like some things that are, you know, vegetable-y.
He was like, I like carrots, meat, and potatoes.
I like those things. That's what she said right there.
And well, I think that's fine. I think, you know, maybe you like spinach. That's, you know.
I don't think he likes spinach. No, he doesn't like spinach. I know. I worry about him. Right? Because, I mean, how big of a role do fresh fruit and vegetables play in your
A really big daily? Role from what I've read this year. That is my New Year's resolution, by the way, is that I want to eat breakfast every day because I hear that's important. Mm-hmm. And then I also want to change my diet a little bit to incorporate things that are good for me, mm-hmm. not just things that feed me.
Would you consider like a smoothie, like in the morning, like having or whatever time of day? Because I have a blueberry, spinach, raspberry, whatever I can get, and also some peanut butter and protein powder.
Is that like when you hide the medicine from the kids and like, okay,
kind of,
cool.
Exactly. I mean, yes. You can hide the spinach, you can hide the kale, and you do because you taste mostly the fruit, which is you get the sugar from that.
I put coffee in there too.
You do too. Yeah, you can put so protein powder, you put Greek yogurt, you know, so many different things. But that's the best way because, you know, you can just drink it really fast. You can get a ton of nutrients where you're not, you know, chewing 5 apples a day.
Yeah, you can get a whole container. What I do is I make a batch every other day and then I just put it in a resealable jar for the other day. I tried to. I'm trying to be that's the thing is I think consistency. Let's talk about consistency because when somebody kind of stumbles and they go, well, I didn't do it yesterday, I may as well not do it today.
I think so, too. And a lot of it just comes down to creativity. You know, for me, I enjoy it. So I enjoy cooking, you know, and it kind of comes natural to me. But a lot of people, you know, they're really busy. They don't have the time. And it just becomes daunting to think of something. So that's why I tell people, you know, there's so many great apps out there now. We have an app for everything. There's an app to remind you to drink enough water. There's an app for you can put in literally what's in your fridge and it'll give you a recipe for that. So,
what?
Yeah, it's amazing. I forget what it's called. It's something. It's literally like you put it in there and it gives you a recipe.
Do you think that a lot of people get really consumed with noticing results and noticing results kind of quickly? So if I change my diet, I, for some reason in my mind, want to see results in the first few weeks. How do you combat that? And then are there things you can do to actually start to give yourself some of the results that you're looking for as quickly as possible? I don't know. Because that seems to be my biggest challenge is when I start something, whether it's working out or changing my diet, if I don't see enough changing in the first few weeks, I give up.
Interesting.
I think.
And I can see that too. I mean, like, it's like, how long is it going to take? I think he's asking too, how long is it going to take me?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, in our society today, we want the quick fix, of course. But I say, you know, really ask yourself, how do you feel? You know, especially when you start eating healthy, you know, the lethargic is gone, you know, you start feeling more energized and then you want to do the activities and different things like that. So you might not, you know, see 5 pounds within the first couple of days. But if you notice you just cut out a couple cookies a day and add in a couple of smoothies, you're going to feel a difference with that. So
I think the smoothies will affect your energy. Exactly. I mean, like that's. You know, of course, I put coffee in mine, which is why I'm like, hey, everybody.
And then the M&M cookies being out of my diet.
No, she's not saying to take those out. Like, have instead of two, have one.
Just, you know, instead of the whole sleeve. Maybe
but there's so little of those cookies that it's so hard to stop.
Just stop short of the last one. Just stop short of that last one. Kimberly, do you prefer Kim or Kimberly?
Kim's fine.
Kim Reddy has an event coming up this Thursday, Chicago Women's Fitness in the Loop, from 6:45 to 8. And where's this event going to be?
So it's actually in the Chicago Women's Fitness Studio.
Oh,
so it's on Adams. It's 30 East Adams, Suite 900. So it's actually an information session that is for a 90-day mind-body transformation challenge that's actually starting on February 15th.
Okay.
But this session is just to kind of talk about what it's going to be about.
I like that it's the day after Valentine's, so you can get everything out of your system.
And that was planned.
I commit to it.
Exactly.
We'll find out more about the event coming up this Thursday at 6:45 to 8 at the Chicago Women's Fitness in the Loop. More after this on 720 WGN.
Came along, I wrote a song for you.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcases studio, joined by fitness and nutrition expert, Kimberly Reed. Ready? Kimberly, ready? Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready for you. I was just looking at your picture. Do you do CrossFit?
I used to way back in 2008, but not really much anymore.
Why? What made you stop? I do CrossFit, but I'm like 3 days a week CrossFit.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I think a big part, you know, that people said that they don't, there is a lot of injuries. And I think that just comes down to having a good coach.
Yes.
You know, I had a lot of really excellent coaches.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But then I just got into bodybuilding and competing, and that's a completely different style.
Yeah, so. You are you're doing very well in this photo. That what kind of workouts do you do now? What do you so it's bodybuilding rather than CrossFit? Which, you know what? I don't think I've ever explained clearly what CrossFit is to our listeners that I do. How would you describe it?
So CrossFit is more like, I would say, compound exercises. So you're doing, you know, like cleans and different things like that, where it, bodybuilding is very isolated. Mm-hmm. You know, you're trying to isolate the biceps, so you're doing bicep curls, you know, whereas, you know, you're doing a hang clean to, you know, an overhead press.
You can say a power snatch.
Yeah, power snatch. You mm-hmm. know, very, very different. You know, you're using your whole body.
Right. And because to answer Craig's question, or at least thinking about how soon do you see results, it took me 8-9 months to really see some of the bigger results in the shoulders and things like that.
And then so take somebody like me who's not really working out at all right now and not really eating a healthy diet. What do I have to do to go from me to a better version of me, like as quickly as possible? Or is that a bad focus, I guess, again? Do I change my diet? Do I work out? Is it both? Can I do neither?
Can I just eat my cookies? No, the biggest is always going to be diet. I mean, you're going to want to work out because you always want to keep your muscle tone. That's what keeps you strong. Not so much, you know, looking like a bodybuilder, but just to have that strength and, you know, that supporting your joints and everything. But mostly it's just nutrition. And I'd say the biggest thing really is what everybody says, cutting out the sugar. So it's, you know, the soda drinks and the things that have a lot of sugar in them, lots of cookies, things like that. You know, it doesn't mean you can't eat them, it's just limiting them. So if you're drinking 5 cans of soda a day, maybe go down to 2, you know?
Where does a beer and wine fall into this conversation?
Sugar.
So,
like I said,
healthy?
Hey, I love wine and champagne and all of those great things. So I think it's just, I always ask people, how much are you doing? And then you limit it down from there. So if you're drinking, you know, some people drink 6 cocktails a night. So go from 6 to 4.
Well, that's a different thing altogether, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Take 2 out. So, yeah, so like a third. Try to do everything by a third less. Is that a good goal?
Yeah, because it's like it's sugar? Really hard from where you are just all of a sudden be like, I'm not going to eat cookies anymore. I mean, that's crazy. So it's just, you know, limiting it.
See, Craig, it's not crazy. I mean, you are crazy. Wait.
You're also beautiful, Craig.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Brandon.
Brandon.
Oh,
good Price crazy. Says that you're good,
good
crazy.
Yeah.
I think that we all have our crosses to bear when it comes to treats and, you know, things that we think are doing. And again, I said this before, like I wasn't going to drink yesterday at all. I was like, I spent a lot of time at Sketchfest and I had a really good time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go home and relax. And then my husband was like, oh, I bought some nice Côtes du Rhône, which is one of my favorites. I'm like, oh, I'll have a nice glass of wine. And then the next thing I'm like, I had another glass. And then I was like, oh, that felt really good. And then I woke up feeling bad about myself, not feeling bad in general, but like I said, I wasn't going to have anything last night.
See, and the biggest thing like that is I tell people, you know, we're all going to slip. We're all going to have a night to enjoy. And it's just like, it's another day. So mm-hmm. just let it go and enjoy it. You know, like I said, I love
let it go.
Yeah, just let it go and do something else, you know, the next day, you know, instead mm-hmm. of berating yourself. And I think that's the hardest point. You know, people berate themselves all the time. Oh, I shouldn't have done this. And they're thinking about yesterday. All day, the next day.
Oh, don't think about that. Yeah, you're right. Let it go. Yes, Craig, we're in a Frozen musical now.
Okay. That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. I've been reading a lot online about nutrition recently, actually, because I want to get more nutritional. Is that? Can I say that about myself?
Nutritious?
Okay. Nutritious.
Ooh.
That's what I want to be. Mm-hmm. I just lost my train of thought. Is there any kind of validity to the cheat meal? Like every single week you try to follow this diet and then you're allowed this one.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
I don't even, I'm not
meal.
Even worried about what the nutrition expert says.
I read a lot that like that's okay. If you focus it on all one meal and you just go crazy and then it's your only cheat
How
meal.
How crazy is crazy?
I don't know.
I kind of want to know what your crazy
is. I guess
you
pick your own adventure there, Patty.
Yeah. Are you going to the Porky Shoppy? Is that where you're going to go with that?
Oh, God, I love the Porky Shoppy.
Is there more than one Porky Shoppy?
There are several Porky Shoppies.
I saw a Porky Shoppy on Western Avenue.
Yeah, I think there's at least 3.
It should be Porky Shoppy, by the way. I know it's Pork Shop. But...
Right. Well, they think it's Pork Shop.
It's
they
Porky
put
Shoppy.
That extra P and the E on there for a reason,
That's
so I pronounce
fault.
That. Yep.
I cut off Kimberly, by the way, with her answer.
Yeah, something about
I'm just
stuff.
Listening,
the cheat
you know,
meal.
Chops and pork and pig
and booze
and bacon.
So good,
and,
wonderful.
Know, I'm getting really hungry.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you asked. I mean, you were talking about
the cheat meal, focusing all of your deliciousness in this one ridiculous cheat meal.
I think definitely. I mean, even in bodybuilding, you know, we would have cheat meals and it would be an all out, like, not a binge-a-thon, but, you know, if you want to go out, you want to have some waffles and then you want to, you know, drink wine at night with your steak and potatoes, I think that's fine. you might want to be able to like move around and not just, you know, into a food coma.
Do you know what they have on the menu at Howls and Hood, by the way? They did just add chicken and waffles to the menu, fried chicken and waffles. I'm sorry, I just got hungry.
Which are amazing.
Well, when you mentioned bodybuilding and you have like, you feel like you've worked out really hard, sometimes, I mean, that is something to sometimes work toward. To Craig's question about what can you do for working out, I've been really telling people that even on YouTube, there are consumable short videos. I used a Fit Blender to get started a couple years ago. And they're anywhere, like their warm-ups are 6 minutes, and then you can do a 20-minute or a 12-minute arm workout. And you were talking about isolating, because people do have parts of their body that they want to do more than others. Is that a good way to go, too?
I think the hardest part is that your body doesn't know that. So you may want to lose, you know, the flab on your arms, but that may not be where it's going to go first. Mm-hmm. So I always say, you know, just always stick with, you know, a full-body workout. You can split it up, like have a back and shoulder day and different things like that.
Right.
But never try to do like 1,000 crunches, you know, and expect that to work out. Just, you know, just get
spread
all
it
around.
Out. Yeah,
yeah, spread it out.
I told you, I like that guy with the 4-minute abs. There's this one guy, I can't remember, like Mike Chan, I think is his name. He does the 4-minute abs.
I'm sold in 4 minutes
yeah,
of stuff.
It's a
that sounds really great.
Go on YouTube and look for 4-minute abs, and like you're getting started. And they had like the Russian rows and, you know, feet, you know, all different kinds of isolated ab workouts.
I think stuff like that is great because, I mean, it's better than, you know, not doing anything at all. And I think that's where a lot of people do get tripped up. They think that they have to go to the gym and work out for 45 minutes, and that's daunting. So I always tell people, you know, go in there, just jump on a cardio for 15 minutes if the weights intimidate you. And then, you know, the next day, maybe try 20, you know, just work your way up to it. Don't feel like you have to be this amazing person in like 2 days.
Because you are amazing every day.
We got a couple questions from the 606. I feel like I have to read these.
Let's take a break and take the questions. Well, and Brandon, if you have any questions.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think the band is trying to set up a little bit too.
Oh, got it. Right, yes.
They're hovering at the doors.
Let's do that. There's
some people hovering at the doors. Questions at 312-981-7200. We're hanging out in the Allstate Showcase studio with Vamps at Sketchfest and Cuba Players, Brandon C. Price. Kimberly Reddy, who is a part of she's got a 90-day mind-body transformation challenge. And you can go to the Chicago Women's Fitness in the Loop, 6:45 to 8 p.m. This is for women. This is about body image. This is about committing to doing better for yourself in 2016, right?
Exactly.
Okay, more when we come back. Again, 312-981-7200. We'll take your questions by phone or by text after this. I mean, I should probably push this a little. Oh, there we go. Great. Now I want a rubber biscuit. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by Vamps and Cuba Players, Brandon C. Price. He has some fun news for us that he told us a little bit about last week, but we'll learn more about the new shows coming up at MCL. Kimberly Reddy has an event coming up. You can go to, should they go to the Facebook page for the Eventbrite invitation, or how should we send people to get more information?
You can just go to the Eventbrite. So it's just,
It's okay.
It's mindbodytransformationchallenge.eventbrite.com.
I'm sorry, which is it?
So it's mindbodytransformationchallenge.eventbrite.com.
And I'm going to take this challenge. So we have to figure out a way to document this like every week or every other week as during the 90 days. I know. See, do I do the before and after? Because you have before and after photos of yourself.
Yes, I think before and after photos is kind of nice because you see yourself every day. So it's really nice to take photos like every 2 weeks, you know. Mm-hmm. Because you get a chance to really see some changes that you're not going to notice looking at yourself in the mirror every day.
Right. I have the one thing I have the most trouble with. Well, I have several spots. So let's find out what our listeners want
you're
to talk
way
about.
Way too hard on yourself. Women are way too hard on yourself.
No. I am. I'm hard. I have really big quads. That's just something I was a sprinter and a softball player in high school. So those muscles got a little overdeveloped when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old because I played Little League baseball. So that's just who I am. And then I'm a little curvy. So swimming wasn't the easiest thing to do. And then swinging a bat. Shut up, Brandon. I got a little busty along the way. So I think you kind of, depending on who you're around, we were talking about, where does it stem from? Where do your, sort of image of yourself come from? From your friends, from your family, from pop culture? I think for me, it was a combination of things. Having a coach tell me that I needed to bunt because I couldn't get the bat around.
Right.
Okay. So let's go to our... That happened.
I don't have that problem.
That happened.
I feel like I have to read the text message from the 606 in order. One came in right at about 11:30 while we were in the news. How good are onions for you? I love onions. Then 5 minutes later, I'm serious about the onion question. I cook whole onions in a pot when I make pot roast. Really like them that way. And then one more time. Hey, Don't forget the onion question.
Okay, onion question is up. So we're talking about the food, not the publication out of Wisconsin that has
which is lovely.
Really lovely.
Probably not very
as good
nutritional.
In a stew.
I love the onion. No. I think the ink is bad for you. So, by the way, there is a thing with onions that can, if you can come a little bit closer to your microphone just so we can hear you. You have a lovely voice. There is like a, people think that there are medicinal properties, but this seems to be someone who really wants to be able to incorporate onions into every dish.
No, I love onions. Onions are great. You know, I say eat it up, put some onions on there. But yeah, the medicinal, you can put onions on the bottom of your heels and that's supposed to be a healing, healing power. And
it's
that is
like
true.
Draw out toxins.
Mm-hmm. And I have had people that have done that and they say it really does work. So onions are great.
You just step on the onion?
Well, you put them in your
put in your sock. Yes. You sleep on it.
Yeah, you sleep with them in your socks for your heels. It's supposed to draw out toxins to the bottom of your feet. Craig's like, that was one of the questions. Yeah, okay. And do not use them then in your pot roast, please. These are different. These are entirely separate.
The
onions.
Same thing works with tomatoes, right? You can like roast a tomato and put it.
Nope.
Yeah. Go home tonight.
Try that.
And lay
let,
in
let
tomatoes,
me know how that works out for you.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Okay. Then Betty was just making fun of me a few weeks ago. Yeah. That's just great.
Sorry. Well, does Betty have any sort of like a familial, you know, traditional?
She believes in a lot of this stuff with like the cooking the food and then you don't eat the food. You put it on like your face. There's a lot of those things for healing my sicknesses.
I said this a couple weeks ago on the air. My mother, when my stomach was upset, she would give me the juice of a fresh lemon and baking soda, which then bubbles up, which I thought was ridiculous, right? Well, one night I had really bad indigestion, and because that's something you clean with. It's like lemon and baking soda also gets wine out of your cabinets. So I looked it up, and lo and behold, it is a bicarbonate. And it does, and I took a little bit, and it popped out all that right open. That was a little too explicit. I apologize, but
I'm still thinking
things.
About the wine on the cabinets. What
are
you doing?
I have white cabinets, so
and I live hard.
I live hard. I'm like, I don't need this glass. I'm just gonna throw it, and then I have to scrub it out of my.
They
cabinets.
They get thirsty.
Yeah, it's a little. They're lonely. It's a Friday night. They've worked hard. Okay, so onions, do we have any other questions besides the onion question?
Onion guy was just really passionate.
Can you let us know now that he's happy with his response?
Yeah, please, text us back, 606. I don't know where that is, by the way.
We do want a before and after picture of your onion consumption. And
text us onion photos.
Yeah.
Garlic
is one of those things, too, where you can like hold your head over a boiling, steaming pot to sort of clean out your sinuses. It's just saying, for those, I have gone without health insurance when I was younger, and I would try everything. If I had like an ear infection, I'd try all kinds of, homeopathic solutions.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great holistic medicine out there, and especially for colds right now, what's really good is green tea with lemon and a little bit of honey. Mm-hmm. You can do ginger. That really works.
I'm glad you brought up honey because I just asked my husband to bring this home today, raw honey versus a processed honey. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you definitely want to go with the raw honey. Anything that's processed, it's going to have like the honey bears in the grocery stores. They usually,
it's just fructose. It's isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they mix other stuff in there, and it's not as good for you. Whereas you get, the raw honey, it's just literally pure honey. Mm-hmm. And the big difference that you tell is when it crystallizes. People think that means it's bad, but that's actually good. That means it's pure honey.
So I have that. I have a little jar. You actually have to use a spoon, but you don't need as much. So you just kind of put that in your tea. That's what I started doing today. Are you familiar with some doctors that say it's good at the beginning of allergy season to get local honey, because then you're kind of exposing yourself to what the allergens are in your local environment.
Yeah, I mean, because you have the pollen and different things like that. So I think they'd be great.
These are questions that you do. You're like, you told me just fitness for 2016. I know you're doing so well that I thought I'd push it. So this coming Thursday, you have the 90-day mind-body transformation challenge. And that's going to be from 6:45 to 8 at the Chicago Women's Fitness, which is in the Loop. And I love that you have this graphic. I mean, it is about going from what you think you can do and achieving your best possible, going in the right direction of doing everything you want.
Yeah, I mean, what I really wanted people to take away is that this isn't your typical, lose all this weight. It's really about empowering yourself, letting go of your self-imposed limitations and really, doing the best that you can do and, just being confident in who you are.
Right.
And along the way, you're naturally going to get healthier and you're naturally going to get stronger. And that's just a benefit, but that's not really what it's about.
Are you finding that there are people, because I think that when we're all in our teens and our 20s, we are, first of all, our metabolism is fantastic.
Yeah.
And we, look, you don't want to sit around and tell people, oh, it's going to catch up with you. But there is a way to sort of stay in the range of still being able to be who you are, whether that's being, going out, having a few drinks, eating what you like. And you're going to change a little bit as far as what you can accomplish physically. How do people sort of maintain moving forward in their life as they get older? kind of holding on to who they are, but yet understanding that they're going to change.
Yeah, I think you just have to be happy with yourself. And the biggest thing, you know, you're going to get wrinkles, you're going to do, you know, your skin is going to change.
Ooh,
but
acceptance. She's telling us to accept a few things.
But
yes.
That's just, you know, also, you know, being hydrated, you know, drinking enough water. And that's a big part of it.
Because, so you can start that anytime. Start your kids on drinking water.
Yeah, because as you get older, your skin starts to lose elasticity. And that's where your wrinkles come from. So if you drink more water, you're going to stay hydrated. Your skin is going to look, you know, a lot more glow. And those are just simple things that you can do.
Right. That sounds like a very simple solution. Brandon, did you have any questions?
No, I'm perfectly fit, but I agree with everything.
Well, are you drinking enough water?
No.
Oh, well
they have an app for that.
Well, yeah,
it just reminds me to do it every time.
No.
Yeah, you can put it in there, like how much, you know, you want to drink throughout the day, and then it'll remind you, you know, like it's noon and you should be. Are you at your, you know, 16 ounces of water yet?
It's not naggy though, is it?
I don't think so, because I think you can program it exactly what you want.
But any habit, like if you're trying to form it, you got to start off kind of naggy, even with yourself, right?
I don't know about naggy, but you want to be somewhat aggressive, not passive aggressive. Again, we've enjoyed having a conversation with Kimberly Reddy, and her event is this Thursday, Chicago Women's Fitness in the Loop, 6:45 to 8:00. It's the 90-day mind-body transformation challenge. This is the information sort of let you know what it's going to be like, and this starts on February 15th. We'll have you in a couple weeks and see how that went, and then get ahead of the February 15th event as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Real quick Onion Guy update. He said that he hasn't had a flu in a long time.
There
so
you go.
He thinks that's because of that.
Asked and answered then. Thank you, Onion Guy.